the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along. A lot to cover here. Fierce and fearless we are in pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the EPA is targeting Michigan's toxic sites. Big backlog with some infrastructure money coming our way. We'll tell you about that. Number two, more people died in Michigan in 2020 than were born. That's not a good sign for the future of the economy. And number three, Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivers her State of the State address. And she delivers all sorts of comments. Some things that I find a bit surprising, to say the least. I think that echoes of Virginia are rippling through Michigan now. Is suddenly the governor in her 26-minute speech has become a champion of students and parents. She says students belong in school. Remote learning is not as fulfilling. No kidding. So that's one of the big comments that she made during her speech. And in the Detroit News, the Republicans not impressed. Detroit News quoting Tudor Dixon, obviously running for governor. She's from Norton Shores. Arguing the incumbent can say what she wants, schools open, but talk is cheap. Gretchen Whitmer complicit in closing schools in our most vulnerable and needy communities, she said in a quote here. The Michigan Education Association quiet on those comments. She asked for tax cuts. She asked for harmony in the state. She asked for honest elections. But first, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Gretchen Whitmer telling us what she dealt with since she took office. It's fight number six. Here's what she dealt with when she took office. Listen.
After a polar vortex, a pandemic, a national recession, multiple 500-year flooding events, and a kidnapping and murder plot, I've been asked, how the heck do I keep doing this? Well, my answer is simple. I show up for every Michigan family. I want to keep delivering on the kitchen table issues.
Wow. She's dealt with the polar vortex and the pandemic. None of us have. I mean, who? I'm sorry, you're making this about who again? And I'm sorry, but the kidnapping and murder plot built and delivered by the FBI. I denounce any kidnap and murder plot against any governor, but it's become fairly apparent that it was a manufactured event. So, nice try. But here she is talking about cutting taxes and some other things. Listen to this, bite seven, go.
My proposals tonight will cut taxes for seniors and working families. For our seniors, let's work together to repeal the retirement tax. I first called to repeal this tax back in 2019. It's time to get it done. If we phase it out over the next few years, we can save 500,000 households in Michigan an average of $1,000 a year. That's money for prescriptions, rent, car payments, or gifts for grandkids.
Why phase it out? Why not just get rid of it? Why not just get rid of it, Governor? So again, kids should be in school, she says. No kidding. Like I say, that's an echo from Virginia, echoing all the way through, across this country, certainly in Michigan, too. The big fight is coming over what we do with multi-billion-dollar budget surpluses. Whitmer wants targeted tax cuts aimed at seniors and low-income workers. Republicans want broader reductions in both personal income tax and corporate income tax. The governor says she plans to repeal a 2011 change that took place When Rick Snyder was the governor, this subjected additional pension income to the state's income tax. Says it will save 500,000 households, an average of $1,000 a year. You heard her just say that. But why phase it out? Why not just get rid of it? Why not just get rid of it? Republicans support broadly easing taxes on retirement income. Details of the government's plan, or the governor's plan, that is, has not come out yet. And according to the Detroit News, Whitmer's proposal by the end of 2024 from the governor's office would exempt public pensions and restore deductions for private retirement income, including private sector pensions, withdrawals from individual retirement accounts, and 401k retirement savings that is subject to an employer match. Says she also wants to restore the state's earned income tax credit to 20% of the federal credit, benefiting individuals and families with low income, currently at 6%, wants it back at 20%. She said that would bring 22,000 people out of working poverty. Of course, it's an election year, so you got to promise a lot to a lot of people. A lot of things, you know. So she's talking a lot. She talked a lot about uniting people here in the state. It's an election year. She's going to hand out $400 for every car parked in your driveway. She's going to talk about tax cuts and putting kids in the classroom. She had the possibility. She had the ability to do most of these things already. There's just, I mean, the fact that kids are still not in class in every Michigan school district. Governor, that's on you. In large part, that's on you. And the harmony, well, you set the tone, Governor. And by the way, you're always welcome here. Governor Whitmer, you're always welcome here. We've had lots of conversations in the past. Are we going to agree on everything? No. But like Bill Maher says, in order to win, sometimes you have to play away games. This would certainly be an away game, but not hostile. Direct, but not hostile. So, Governor Whitmer, come, sit, chat, talk, in person, on the phone, either way, whatever you prefer, however you'd like to approach it. It's an open invitation, Governor. I extend it to you every day. She did talk about the $7 billion investments from General Motors that was announced a few days ago. I told you she would. That's a big win for her. And it was announced, well, maybe it was announced yesterday. The point being is it's a big win for her for four plants in Michigan, a lot of new jobs, focusing on electric vehicles and battery technology and battery manufacturing. Can't argue with that. That's a win for the governor. You give credit where credit's due. And so there you go. The governor wants kids in classes. She wants to cut taxes. Man, she sounds like Glenn Youngkin. Funny how that happens. All right, still to come on the program. We've got a lot to do. Dennis Schultz is going to be here. We're going to tell you about Well Connect, all right? Hybrid geothermal. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.